From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Republican presidential field is narrowing, but with former Governor Mike Huckabee out of the race, Arkansas has been left more wide open than ever. Improbably, Arkansas is occupying a station far above its delegate worth heading into Super Tuesday. This small state of relative unimportance in the presidential primary scheme is on the cusp of symbolic importance for anyone not named Trump. Wins are just that hard to come by for Rubio, Cruz, Carson, and Kasich.
Everybody's looking for victories where they can find them and looking for a place where they might break through and with a victory. And given Trump's apparent lead in most places, if you can find a battleground where he doesn't seem to have as much traction, it makes sense to go fight on that battleground.
Political scientist Hal Bass at Ouachita Baptist University says Arkansas is having a busy primary season. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Marco Rubio all polled within a few percentage points in the state earlier this month. Cruz, Trump, Marco Rubio, and Ben Carson have all campaigned here several times. The dynamics in Arkansas are much the same as elsewhere, says Bass, with a battle of bluster and bravado taking the place of policy discussions.
In Trump's case, I think it is very much all about him and contrasting himself and his personal appeal to the opposition. Policies don't seem to be as important as a personality.
And in an interview with NPR last week, Governor Asa Hutchinson criticized Trump, the national GOP frontrunner, for just that.
I do not see his discussion of issues as serious. The words are frightening. How you're going to build a wall, how you're going to have Mexico pay for it. What does this mean?
Hutchinson and most of the state's top Republicans all back Rubio. And that scene of establishment Republicans looking for a candidate to coalesce around to stop Trump is now familiar and so far failing. It's something that the Trump campaign welcomes, spokesperson Katrina Pearson.
The politicians should be afraid. They're the ones that are scared. They're the ones that are afraid, and they're just projecting that onto the public.
She says Trump does indeed offer serious solutions.
So what are we going to do at the border, folks? Build a wall.
And just because he's saying Mexico's going to pay for it, he's not saying that the president of Mexico is going to sign a check. He's saying that they're going to either help build the wall or we're going to build the wall with the resources we're giving them, and that is very practical.
Yeah, but that's still our money if it's the resources we're giving them, right?
Well, absolutely, but the idea is it can be done. It
curtailing will be done. Immigration, mass-scale deportations, a less sensitive attitude, making good deals, and a shift in trade policy against NAFTA and goals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership are on Trump's mind when he talks to voters, with an unorthodox comment for a presidential candidate usually somewhere close behind, but not this time. Ted Cruz, the U.S. Senator from Texas, has embraced on the campaign trail the characterization of being uncompromising.
Washington despised Ronald Reagan. By the way, if you see a candidate who Washington embraces, run and hide.
State Representative Bob Ballinger, who chairs Cruz's Arkansas team, says it's not necessarily a bad quality.
At what point do you compromise from the truth, and what point do you compromise on fundamental values? And at the same time, He has demonstrated his ability to build a team and get things accomplished.
Ballinger also points to Cruz's religious focus and disdain for the president as particularly appealing to most Arkansas conservatives. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon, talks a great deal about his personal life growing up in poverty.
And we were so excited to be able to go to the state fair, but there was never any money to get on any of the rides or to buy any popcorn. I never tasted cotton candy until I was an adult. And it wasn't that good.
He generally calls for more limited government, referencing heavily the Founding Fathers and reducing access to most welfare benefits. Ohio Governor John Kasich is the only candidate left in the field to not have campaigned in Arkansas. He doesn't have an Arkansas campaign apparatus, but Ken Yang of Benton has worked for the campaign in several other states. He says the lack of Arkansas focus should not discourage voters who want to return to the budgets that Kasich helped produce in the mid-90s in Congress.
This idea that we're going to vote for a candidate that I think may or may not win when we listen to the media, it's just kind of baloney. Governor Kasich's doing well in polling in Ohio. But then again, you look at Senator Rubio, who's down 28 percentage points to Donald Trump in his home state.
Stakes may be highest in Arkansas for Marco Rubio. He has the top caliber political endorsements, the support of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and is making last-minute stops in the state. Rubio says he, unlike Kasich, can unify the party.
The Democrats know this. They attack me more than any other Republican in this race. because they know that if I'm our nominee, we win. Why? Because number one, I'm going to unify this party when I'm our nominee.
Rubio's state chair, State Senator Bart Hester, says the candidate's promotion of Christianity and free market economics is key to his support. He thinks Rubio can unify the party, but it doesn't mean necessarily that he's weak on conservative issues.
Just the sheer fact that he's reasonable and he's not just spitting hate every day. People want to qualify him as the establishment candidate, but he is anything but. He is still the Marco Rubio that the Tea Party supported and got into office in Florida.
It remains to be seen if Arkansas Republican voters will unify around any one particular candidate and whether the state's elected officials maybe have overplayed their hands. In any event, the winner will not take all, with delegates in Arkansas allocated proportionally. The afterglow of election night will fade too, with much bigger contest immediately down the pike. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.